Now, do we have the NASCAR prayer from yesterday?
Was there another one yesterday?
I'm sorry, there's always a prayer.
Yeah, I guess there are. There is. But I don't, would somebody dare try to copycat that guy? I mean,
well, no, or raise the bar and
oh, now this could get out of hand.
Yeah,
well,
see, that,
yeah, you know, because if you're not good,
it's one of the many problems.
Yeah, because
if
you try to
this.
Copy and you're not good, boy, you're.
Well, and it may be that they didn't, but it just at some point, you know, after the prayer, if it was not what they had last week in Nashville,
right.
Do you start to hear murmuring discontent?
Yeah, probably so.
And
as long as the beer's still cold.
Where did they race yesterday?
Well, it was a sprint car race, I think. It was the Brickyard 400. It was a sprint car race that determined the pole positions for the Brickyard 400.
Well, of course it was.
There you go.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That's why my wife got Facebook pictures from Indianapolis. You think I'm lying to you, really?
Did she really?
Yeah, because I don't know. In
why?
Some, in some
she
moment
has a friend
of,
that's a
in some
that's
moment
a gearhead.
He's not listening, is he? In some moment of I don't know, absolute mental blockage, mm-hmm. I said to my wife, "So you have a Facebook page?"
Oh,
and she does, and so I could. So yesterday at 3:30 in the afternoon, I'm learning how does Facebook work, and I don't know why I care, but anyway.
Do you have one?
No.
Oh, you haven't found that ball?
No, it would pop up.
No,
You just took some tutorial, did you?
I just said, what have you got? And she mm-hmm. showed me that, and one of the people who has friended her, I guess, is that the way you do that, or liked her,
don't
or whatever.
Don't act like you don't know.
Yeah.
Is a NASCAR junkie.
She said, what are these pictures of race cars? And I said, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I knew that this person lived in Indiana, and Jackie said, is that Indianapolis? I went, yeah, I believe it is. So apparently she was there for the sprint car race.
By the way, and I was looking for this in my, because I have it saved in my personal email box, the best invocation I've ever heard. It's very short.
Okay.
And it was from a Baylor football game. Baylor against Texas A&M in 2006.
Is that there or here?
It was there.
Okay.
It was there.
Yeah.
And I can't remember where this guy was pastor at the time, but it was one of those that just made you chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
May I?
Yes.
Very short. So
yeah.
He says, Holy Spirit, give us love for your world, joy in our play, peace in the outcome, patience in defeat, kindness in victory, goodness in the parking lot, faithfulness to attend worship even when we get home late, gentleness for each other, and self-control with the accelerator as we drive home tonight.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Amen.
That covers it all.
Yeah, it was outstanding. So, I mean, it was a nice little.
He ought to just do a CD of that and just make that available.
Yeah, to anybody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's all right.
The guy's name is Kyle Henderson. So.
Kyle Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
there
you go.
And he's a pastor somewhere in Texas. I don't know where he is now. That's been 5 years ago almost.
Yeah. All right. So, man, these people are proud of themselves, aren't they?
Aren't they, though?
But haven't you called it all along?
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting there at the house because I was pretty much homebound this weekend because my wife was out of town.
Did you see the link I sent you?
Yeah, but I still haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
You're killing me here.
I know.
Right,
well,
ahead,
hey, dude, I'm sitting there. The only thing that I did Saturday was I drove to get my kids,
okay.
All right?
Yeah.
I texted my wife on the way home from Brenham Saturday evening, and I said, I have your children.
That means they were behaving well.
I have your children. Yeah. I said, pray for us that we don't kill each other trying to get ready for church tomorrow.
That'll be great, yeah.
And,
but, yeah, they have, boy,
I'm sorry, the context of what I was going to say is I have these breaking news alerts that will pop up on my iPod, and it was just going off constantly. Deal is close. Deal is close. Deal is close. And I'm thinking, Scott called this.
Yeah.
You know, here we are, July 30th and then 31st.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting is, and, of course, the president gets to come on the air and say that there's a deal, right?
Right.
And then.
With Monty Hall.
Yeah. 3 hours later. 3 hours later, there's some bullet points that each side brings out, you know, that they can be happy with. And then that's it. The bottom line is that this bill has not been filed. So it will not be in the congressional record this morning. And as of midnight, it wasn't on the House Rules Committee website. So once again, we're going to have members of Congress vote on something they haven't read. One more time. Remember Nancy Pelosi? I don't know. We'll have to pass it to see what's in it. So are they going to read it? So this is where we are. It's like when the credit company calls and says, "We ain't got your payment." And you go, "Oh, I mailed it yesterday."
Uh-huh. Yeah, China, the check's in the mail.
That's right. Mailed it yesterday. And so yeah, it'll be there. I'm sure. So as the Asian markets open up this morning,
right,
we've told them, yeah, we got a deal. And again, it is just so that we can spend more stinking money, okay? And there's plenty of blame to go around. I mean, you can start with 43, okay? You can start with Bush 43. And, you know, he screwed it up for sure. And then Peebo's just doubled it. I mean, he kind of doubled down on that.
Yeah, let's spend some more.
Yeah, we were at $2 trillion when Bush leaves office, which is not good.
And now we're at 14?
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, $4 million. And the thing is, if you do the numbers, we're supposed to be in default. Our credit rating is supposed to go down below AAA if we did any deal below $4 trillion. Uh-huh. And we didn't get to $4 trillion. But you know what? The rest of us get to sit down, shut up, and go to work. Because they know what's best for us in Washington, D.C. It makes me just so danged angry. And what's that girl's name who's on Fox?
I don't know. She's a good-looking blonde.
No, she's not. She's,
oh, Greta Van Susteren.
Oh, the one bad-looking blonde.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
She's the only one that's not a good-looking blonde.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Greta's on, and I mean, to her credit, she had three U.S. American senators on just back-to-back-to-back. You know, one on the left side of the set, she finished that interview, she turned to her right, there was another one, turned back to her left, there was another one. And then I turned it off because, I mean, that was about all I could stand. But every one of them says, well, you know, it's not exactly what we'd want, but it's a step in the right direction. Oh, bull manure.
Let's not cause us to lose our jobs in this economy.
Not at all. But I mean,
I have children.
Yeah. No, they're your wife's children, remember?
No, right now they're mine.
Yeah. Just really, I mean, at some point.
Either way, I'm responsible for them. I'm on the hook for these two little hellions.
Wow, he did. Can you find that YouTube that Ben showed us? About
the drug. In fact, I recommended it to Tucker this morning in our morning Let's Make Each Other Angry segment.
Yeah. Now here's what we're gonna do is Chase is gonna find this, we're gonna play it, and then we'll stop for a second, and then we're gonna play it again for you. It only lasts 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's very short.
But I think it basically lays out in terms that we should be able to understand exactly what we have allowed the members of Congress and the President to do to us yet again.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
America can learn a lot from a drug addict. Even though this country's $14 trillion in debt, Washington raised the debt ceiling 10 times in the last 10 years. Each time, it's like another hit, another spending hit, but you're the junkies. 41 cents out of every dollar you spend is borrowed from places like China. So China is like your dealer, and your addiction and your dealer control your life. To borrow less, you need to spend less. Yeah, Washington could learn a lot from a drug addict.
I mean, think about that. That is exactly what we are talking about, because we, in our homes, in our cities, in our counties, have to cut the budget. But those people up in D.C., because that's what they need. Mm-hmm. They need to be able to bring that bacon home. And you're going to go, Scott, now if they stop funding things, there are people who are going to lose jobs. That's right. Because you know what? We're junkies. We're hooked on it. And, you know, it probably would impact my job and my business and the job that I have here and all of us. But, you know, when do we stop? When do we stop? Those people in D.C. think they have to be feeding us money so that they can keep their great jobs, and we're hooked on this. Again, 30 seconds. Listen to what this guy says.
America could learn a lot from a drug addict. Even though this country's $14 trillion in debt, Washington raised the debt ceiling 10 times in the last 10 years. Each time, it's like another hit, another spending hit, but you're the junkies. 41 cents out of every dollar you spend is borrowed from places like China. So China is like your dealer, and your addiction and your dealer control your life. To borrow less, you need to spend less. Yeah, Washington could learn a lot from a drug addict.
There you are. You know how to get in touch with your congressman. You know how to get in touch with your senators. I mean, just really. When does it end? And this morning, they are patting themselves on the back. They're nodding sternly. Yes, it's a difficult thing that we've had to do here, but, you know, they're patting themselves on the back. And they went out for breakfast this morning.
Yeah, they're packing up to go on that vacation they missed out on.
Yeah,
right?
They got to do that, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what is the name of that, Chase, in case folks want to make that up?
I just pulled it off of YouTube, but the...
Wasn't something similar to that a Super Bowl ad? Or it seems like I heard something very similar to that in the Super Bowl. Maybe I'm wrong.
Hmm. Huh. The user is called Washington Could Learn.
Okay.
And if you're interested, the
Washington.
Yeah, the website is washingtoncouldlearnalot.com. It is paid for by Public Notice Research and Education Fund. Public Notice Research and Education Fund, the website washingtoncouldlearnalot.com.
And I don't know who those people are.
Me either.
But they have taken something that is they try to make complicated and put it in terms that I think most all of us can understand. All right, it's 11 till.